10 tips for interpreting open surgery and laparoscopic surgery. Here are 10 tips to help you interpret open versus laparoscopic surgery when it comes to treating women's health conditions. By the end, you will have a better grasp of these two surgical techniques so you can collaborate with the best gynecologist there is in Singapore to make a personalized treatment plan. Tip 1. Understand incision size and location. The first thing to understand about open versus laparoscopic surgery is the difference in incision, or cut size, as well as where they will be made on your body. In an open surgery procedure, your Singapore gyne surgeon will make one large, single incision that is usually quite long, ranging anywhere from 3 inches up to 12 inches. The location might be vertically down your abdomen or horizontally across it, depending on where the surgeon needs internal access. On the other hand, laparoscopic surgery involves making a few tiny incisions that are each less than an inch long. There are usually 3 to 4 of these tiny cuts made in different spots around your navel area. Tip 2. Consider visibility and accessibility. In open surgery, your gyne will be able to see directly into the area with their own eyes through the large incision to allow for good visibility and the ability to physically touch the anatomy directly with their hands or instruments. With laparoscopic surgery, visibility relies on the video camera feed from the thin laparoscope instrument inserted through a tiny incision. Through this, a magnified view on a monitor is possible, but it can have some limitations in terms of light diffusion and depth perception within the cavity. Tip 3. Assess pain and recovery. Due to the significantly smaller incisions, laparoscopic surgery is generally associated with less postoperative pain, discomfort, and need for pain medications compared to open surgery. In terms of recovery benchmarks, patients undergoing laparoscopic surgery are often able to get back to normal daily activities sooner, usually within 1 to 2 weeks. Open surgery usually requires a longer recovery period of 4 to 6 weeks before patients feel like themselves again. Tip 4. Weigh the risks and benefits. On the risk side, every surgery comes with some risk of infection, bleeding, blood clots, adverse reactions to anesthesia, longer-term adhesion formation, scar tissue, damage to organs or nerves, and other complications. Some general risks tend to be lower for laparoscopic approaches, like less blood loss or infection risk due to smaller incisions. However, certain risks could potentially be higher, like organ puncture from instrument use. That said, the risks and benefits balance is very case-specific, depending on factors like your anatomy, medical history, the complexity of the pathology being treated, the required procedures, and your surgeon's experience. Tip 5. Evaluate complexity factors. Some of the things your gyne will evaluate are your specific medical history, anatomy, previous surgeries causing internal scar tissue, characteristics of your pathology or condition, and exact procedural steps required to treat your diagnosis. Or if you've had multiple prior surgeries causing dense adhesions, it can be extremely difficult for instruments to navigate this safely during laparoscopy. Tip 6. Know the surgeon's skills and resources required. When researching surgical options for gynecological treatment, it's wise to understand the difference in specialized skills and facility resources needed to perform open surgery safely compared to advanced laparoscopic surgery. Open surgical techniques have been practiced for many decades. Most gynecologists are extensively trained and highly skilled at open surgery procedures required for the conditions they treat. However, laparoscopic surgery requires surgeons to undergo rigorous additional fellowship subspecialty training to learn the technique. It also relies on specialized high-definition camera systems, video equipment, and sophisticated instruments. Tip 7. Consider costs and insurance coverage. Explore costs and insurance coverage too when deliberating between these two surgical options. In general, laparoscopic procedures tend to have significantly higher price tags than equivalent open surgeries. This is largely due to the expense of specialized single-use equipment that must be purchased anew for each case, as well as fees for the operating room's video system instrumentation. That said, variables like hospital or center fees, the extent of pathology being treated, exact procedures performed, and other case specifics also impact costs significantly. Tip 8. Prepare properly for surgery. It is important to appropriately prepare for any gynecological surgery, whether open or laparoscopic. Here are some tips you can follow to ensure you have an optimal surgical experience. Once you and your Singapore gyne decide on the surgical plan, follow all preoperative instructions closely. It includes completing any lab work, adjusting medications as needed, and stopping intake of restricted foods, drinks, or other substances by required timelines. In the few weeks following either type of surgery, having assistance to follow limitations on the activity levels and lifting is greatly beneficial. meal prep and help with daily tasks make focusing completely on rest, healing incisions, and post-op care much more feasible. Tip 9. Communicate openly with your surgeon. It is essential that you feel comfortable asking any questions on your mind, voicing worries, examining the pros and cons, and communicating your lifestyle priorities, symptoms, preferences, and goals. Only the best gynecologist in Singapore welcomes this discourse as collaborative partners. They have a shared objective of designing a treatment plan that is aligned with your needs and values. Tip 10. Focus on the best outcome for your situation. Even with all the tips provided to help you interpret the important factors of open surgery versus laparoscopic surgery, it can still be overwhelming to decide which technique is best for your case. The most appropriate surgical procedure depends on a personalized evaluation of medical history, anatomy, required treatment, and other individual case details in the context of clinical expertise. The most appropriate technique depends greatly on a woman's unique case specifics and aligned treatment goals. If you are considering surgery and want personalized guidance between these two options, it is best to book an appointment with WS Law Women's Clinic.